Praise the Lord.
You are waiting for liberation tonight. You are waiting for the power of God to come upon your life tonight. For that power to touch your life and to roll away every mountain. It comes with a bulldozer from heaven to level every mountain of your life and to destroy every difficulty of your life. He comes to set you free. Let him hear you pray. Let him hear you tell him what you need. Emancipation. Emancipation. Tonight. Today. In his mighty power. He comes to set you free. And he will set you free. Tell him, tell him. He will set you free. He cannot fail. He has never failed. And he comes to you tonight wanting to break every chain in your life. Wanting to destroy every work of the devil in your life. He has come. He has come. Welcome him. The emancipator. The liberator. The deliverer. The Savior. He has not changed. The same yesterday, today, and forever. In Jesus' name we pray. I said, in Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight. We do bless your name. We know you are a mighty God. We know you are a powerful God. A God that comes to liberate, to emancipate, to set the people free. And Lord, we come tonight with the fullness of faith, knowing that with you all things are possible. We bring all your people before you here today. And we're asking the power of emancipation and the power of liberation. You will pour down upon your people today. And we pray that our state will never be the same again in Jesus' name. Mighty power. Mighty demonstration. Mighty deliverance. Mighty performance. I pray you bring upon every life tonight in Jesus' name. And we pray that you glorify the name of Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, our Redeemer, our Liberator, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we pray that you walk mightily in every life tonight in Jesus' name. Be glorified tonight. Be exalted tonight. And Lord, I pray that your miracle will flow into every life. And you will do the impossible in every life. Confirm it to Lord in every life. I thank you because I know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And somebody shout Amen. God bless everyone. You can sit down. We're coming to Matthew chapter 1. Tonight, as we come together for the great emancipation, tonight, as we come together for the great liberation, tonight, as you come here, and you're expecting that the power of God will come to liberate you and will come to set you free, you will not be disappointed in Jesus' name. Because his power is still the same. Yesterday and today and forever. Jesus the Savior is the same. Jesus the Emancipator is the same. Jesus the Redeemer is the same. He's going to walk in your life. He's going to roll that mountain away in your life. Somebody there shout Amen. We're looking at Matthew chapter 1. And I'm reading from verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it may be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be a child, and shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. There we come to the introduction of the Emancipator. His conception was a miracle. His birth was a miracle. His life was a miracle. His death was a miracle. His resurrection was a miracle. His ascension to heaven was a miracle. Everywhere he went, there was the emancipation. Everywhere he went, there was power manifestation. Everywhere he went, there was manifestation, demonstration of his power. And he's here in the door with us tonight. And he comes to liberate us tonight. Somebody there comes to emancipate you tonight. Somebody there comes to set you free tonight. And here we have the introduction of that Jesus. Introduction of that Savior. Introduction of that Redeemer. Introduction of that Healer. And it says, talking about Virgin Mary, she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. He's the one that will forgive our sins. He's the one that will cleanse us from our sins. He's the one that will transform our sinful lives. He's the one that will change our life from darkness to light. He's the one that will bring the power of heaven upon our lives. That what we found impossible before, by the power of that Lamb that takes the sins of the world away, he comes to make the change and the transformation in your life. And tonight, the Lord is there by your side. I said, the Lord is there by your side. He will roll all those mountains away tonight in Jesus' name. I'm looking at the word of God with you tonight. The topic is emancipation through Emmanuel. Emancipation through Emmanuel. Because he is the creator. Is the mighty power of God. Is the one that does all things well. In your life, in my life, in our lives. In the high and in the low. In the man and in the woman. He finds nothing impossible. He forgives sin. Very easy for him. He cleanses the heart. Very easy with him. He changes the life. Very easy with him. He opens the eyes of the blind. Very easy with him. He makes the lame to rise up and walk. Very easy with him. He does the impossible. Very easy with him. He removes the mountains of every life. Very easy with him. Emancipation through Emmanuel. Liberation through the Lord. Deliverance through the deliverer. Salvation through the Savior. Healing through the healer. It will happen tonight. Somebody there shout amen. It will happen tonight in your life in Jesus' name. Emancipation through Emmanuel. There are three things we're looking at. Number one, Emmanuel, our Savior and sufficiency. Emmanuel, our Savior and sufficiency. Whatever sin you have committed, how deep, however deep you have gone in sin, however far you have gone in sin, Whatever terrible things you might have gotten involved with, Emmanuel is our Savior. And then it's our sufficiency. You don't need any other addition. You don't need any other place to go. Any other person to consult. Any other river to wash in. Any other oil to rub yourself. Any other shrine to visit. Emmanuel, our Savior, is our sufficiency. You'll find him sufficient tonight. Everything you need, you'll find in him. Every yoke you have, he'll break every yoke. Every work of the devil, he will destroy. He'll bring joy in your life, satisfaction in your life. Because Emmanuel is our Savior and sufficiency. Point number two, emancipation from sin and suffering. Emancipation from sin and suffering. It's like somebody's in a cage. And the cage, the door of the cage has been locked. And nobody has the key. But the key is in the hand of this one. And you can go to the sea, you can go to the river, you can go to the sky, you can go to the mountain, looking for the key to open that cage. You find that key in the hand of the emancipator. Many people are chained with sin, then the cage of sin, in the prison of sin, then the dungeon of sin, and they're looking for somebody to emancipate, to liberate, and to set them free. But the cage is locked, and no matter what you do, you cannot deliver yourself. You go here, you go there, but you're still inside that cage. But Emmanuel, the emancipator, he has the key to open your prison door. And he comes tonight. He sets you free from sin. Somebody there said he'll set you free from sin. And then the suffering that you have attended, you see. Earthly suffering here. Eternal suffering in hell. He is the one that can cancel that kind of suffering from your life. Because he's emancipator from sin and from suffering. Now that you know about emancipation, and you know about Emmanuel, and Emmanuel is coming to you, and if you have the expectation there, and you say, tonight I'm expecting, tonight I'm believing, tonight I'm seeking emancipation, I'm looking for deliverance, I'm looking for total redemption, your expectation will not be disappointed. Number three, expectation of seekers for salvation. Expectation of seekers for salvation. As we're expecting salvation of the Lord, salvation for the soul, salvation for your spirit, salvation for your body, salvation for your family, salvation for everything around you, complete salvation, total salvation, entire salvation, lifetime salvation, from now until you see the Lord face to face. If that is what you're expecting, and that's what you're seeking, expectation of seekers for salvation. Tonight it has come. Are you there? I said tonight it has come. Redemption tonight. Are you there? I said redemption tonight. Salvation tonight. Healing tonight. Deliverance tonight. Mountain be removed tonight. Miracles tonight. Signs and wonders tonight. The door of heaven being opened upon you tonight. Showers of blessing upon your life tonight. Expectation of seekers for salvation. 1, 2, 3, you are going to get it. Number 1, Emmanuel, our Savior and sufficiency. It's our Savior. He came to save us. He came to forgive us. He came to change our lives. He came to transform us. He came to take us out of earth and take us to heaven. And he's the one who has said unto us, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Say it another way. Except a man meet the Savior, he cannot get to the kingdom of heaven. Except the sinner has connection with the Savior, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. That's why Jesus Christ is coming to you tonight. He came from heaven. Now he's coming to you here. And he says, I am Emmanuel, God with us. You invite him to your heart. You invite him to your life. You invite him to your family. That salvation will come. Emmanuel, our Savior. Look at that Matthew chapter 1 again. Reading from verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Emmanuel, he shall save his people from their sins. That's the Savior. He shall save his people from their sins. Do you know tonight, as you surrender yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ, say, Lord, I surrender. I give myself. I see you as my Emmanuel. You are God, you have come to me. There's no other God. Idols are no gods. Wood is no god. Iron is no god. The river is no god. There's no god in the shrine. You come to Emmanuel tonight and say, Jesus, I come to you. You will be my Savior. You will be my sufficiency. And then you confess your sins unto the Lord. And the moment you confess your sins to him, and you make up your mind you are going to forsake them, and you say, Emmanuel, I come. Savior, I come. Jesus, I come. I believe you died for me on the cross of Calvary. He will take your sins away. He will take the guilt of sin away. All the condemnation he will take away. He is the Prince of Peace. He'll bring his peace into your life. It's the joy of the whole world. He'll bring the joy of salvation unto you. There's the power of God in man. He'll bring that power of salvation to your life. Then you say, I'm a new creature. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things have become new. Your life will become new. Somebody there said your life will become new. You'll not be able to beat your wife anymore. You'll not be able to steal anymore. You'll not be able to do wicked things anymore. Fighting is gone. Violence is gone. Revenge, retaliation is gone. And then planning something at the backyard and wanting to destroy, kill another person, all that is gone. That anger that makes you to forget yourself. And whatever you see, you pick up, you want to knock another person's head, all that will go. Is the emancipator. That brings us to point number two now. Emancipation from sin and suffering. From the time Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, suffering came, sorrow came, shame came, oppression came, tears came, sicknesses came, demon oppression came, captivity came, poverty came. When sin entered, suffering also entered. That's why we need emancipation. That's why we need release. Out of that prison, out of that cage, out of that captivity, out of that evil. That's why we come tonight. We didn't come to just look at the crowd. There's no spectator here tonight. There's no onlooker here tonight. You have come to receive. I said you have come to receive. Emancipation is coming your way. Deliverance is coming your way. Salvation is coming your way. And total redemption is coming your way. Emancipation from sin. And once the sin is gone, the suffering will also go. The sickness must go. The oppression must go. All the night trouble, everything must go. The snare of the devil, everything must go. The tears will be dried up. All the yoke will be broken. Just leave the sin. Leave the evil. Leave the violence. And leave the fighting. And then blessings are going to come upon your life. I'm looking at John chapter 8. John chapter 8. I'm reading from verse 34. John chapter 8, verse 34. And you see what the Lord is saying over here. John chapter 8, verse 34. Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin. Whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin." Why did he say that? Who were the people there when he said that? And there were some people, they were called Pharisees and Sadducees. They carried religion on their heads. They had religion in their hearts. They washed with the water of religion. They saw by the candle of religion. They thought with the mind of religion. Everything they did was religion. And they thought religion was enough for them. And they said, "We have never been in bondage to any man." And Jesus said, "Whosoever among you Pharisees carrying religion on the head, you are committing sin, you are the servant of sin." There are people that carry church denomination on their heads. Church in the morning, church in the evening. Church on Sunday, church on Saturday. Church on the mountain, church in the valley. Church at the river, church at the shrine. But they have not stopped committing sin. They fight. They drink and what they become drunk. They beat their wives as if they want to kill their wives. They steal from the government. They steal everywhere. But they carry church on their head. And the Pharisees were like that. And the emancipator came. The deliverer came. The savior came. And they said, we're free. Because they were carrying religion about. And Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever. The servant of sin will not be in the house of God forever. That means you will not get to the heaven of God forever. There's no place in heaven for sinners. There is no mansion in heaven for sinners. There is no temple in heaven for sinners. There is no seat in heaven for sinners. A man may go to church every day of his life. If he's living in sin, there is no heaven for him. A woman may be in church every day of her life. If she's living in sin, there is no heaven for her. A prophet may be in church every day of his life. A prophetess may be in church every day of her life. A lay reader may be in church every day of his life. A catechist may be in church every day of his life. If you are living in sin, there is no heaven for you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that committeth sin is a servant of sin. And the servant, the slave of sin, abideth not in the house forever. For the Son abideth ever. And here now comes the good news. Good news is coming to you. Somebody there say good news is coming to you. The good news of salvation. The good news of emancipation. The good news of new life. The good news of release from captivity. Good news for me. I say good news for me. I say good news for me. Say it for yourself. Oh. I say it for yourself. Good news of salvation for me. Good news of redemption for me. What's the good news? Look at verse 36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. If the Son therefore shall make you free, that's Jesus Christ right there. That's our Savior right there. That's Emmanuel right there. That's Emancipator right there. The Son of God who came to this world to take the children of men and turn their lives to become the children of God. He died for you on the cross of Calvary. He died so he can forgive your sin, so he can change your life, so he can remove the guilt and the condemnation of sin. He died to liberate you. He died to set you free. He died to save. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Ye shall be free indeed. That salvation is coming to you today. He will set you free. I said he will set you free. Heaven is waiting for your amen. He will set you free. All those chains of sin, the Lord will break everything. He'll remove every threat of sin away from your life. He set you free. You say, the things I used to do, I do them no more. The things I used to drink, I drink them no more. The clothes I used to wear, I wear them no more. The fight I used to fight, I fight that no more. The anger I used to manifest, I don't manifest that anymore. Something new will come upon your life. A change will come upon your life. My wife I used to beat, I beat her no more. Idols I used to worship, I worship idols no more. The shrine I used to go, I go there no more. Because salvation came. Emancipation came. Deliverance came. Thank God is coming to you tonight. I said it's coming to you tonight. Point number three. Expectation of seekers for salvation. Expectation of seekers for salvation. Salvation, the salvation from sin. Salvation, the salvation from sickness. Salvation, the salvation from all the bondages of your life. Salvation is all encompassing. Salvation has many branches. Salvation has many components. There's forgiveness there. There's conversion there. There's freedom there. There's peace of mind there. There's adoption into the kingdom of God there. There is healing there. There's deliverance there. There's provision there. There is ticket for heaven there. There is joy there. There is the writing of your name in the book of life there. Salvation has many components. And as you are full of expectation tonight, total salvation will come to you. Total deliverance will come to you. You will never be the same again. Matthew chapter 6, I'm reading from verse 33. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek ye first. Seek ye first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The forgiveness of your sin, number one. The removal of your guilt, number one. The cancellation of your condemnation, number one. The conversion of your soul, number one. The turning around transformation of your life, number one. The restoration of the backslider, number one. The taking away of the violence of your life, number one. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then he says, and all these things shall be added unto you. Healing will be added. Prosperity will be added. Deliverance will be added. Showers of blessing will be added. Peace of mind will be added. Joy will be added. Satisfaction will be added. Redemption will be added. Every good thing you're seeking, everything will be added. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Blessings coming your way tonight. I said, blessings are coming your way tonight. I said, blessings are coming your way tonight. Are you expecting? I said, are you expecting? Where are you there? Expectation. 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 It will bring realization in your life. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Ask and it shall be given you. You must ask. You cannot just sit down there, close your mouth, and fold your hands, and say, okay, they say salvation is there. If God knows that I'm fit for salvation, okay, I'm here. You will ask. It says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Somebody there tonight is finding salvation. Somebody there tonight is receiving salvation. Somebody there tonight, forgiveness is coming to you. Somebody there tonight, the joy of salvation, the victory and the triumph of salvation is coming upon your life tonight. Ask, it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Knock, it shall be opened unto you. The door of salvation will be opened for you tonight. You will enter to see the Savior. Salvation will come to your soul. For everyone that asketh, receive it. And he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. To him that knocketh, it shall be opened. You will not just stay at the door there, you will knock at the door of grace. You will knock at the door of mercy. You will knock at the door of salvation. And the door will be open. Then you will enter in. Salvation has come tonight. Forgiveness has come tonight. Redemption has come tonight. He will save your soul. Look at this verse. Look at this verse. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 14. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. He didn't just stay at the door feeling and keep quiet. He didn't just stay at the door of emancipation and keep quiet. He opened his mouth. He said, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. You see that? He knew that the Savior is there. And the Savior is by your side tonight. I said the Savior is by your side tonight. And that's why you open your mouth and tell him. The Emancipator is there tonight. The Redeemer is there tonight. The one that forgives sin is there tonight. The one that will change your life and transform your life is there tonight. And you say, I have the expectation. I have the expectation for salvation. Expectation for emancipation. Expectation for redemption. Expectation for righteousness. Expectation for freedom. Expectation for release. And it says, you open your mouth and tell the Lord, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For thou art my praise. Thou art my Savior. Thou art my Redeemer. Thou art my Emancipator. Thou art my Savior. Thou art my Healer. Thou art my Redeemer. Is your Redeemer tonight? Is your Emancipator tonight? Is the one that is going to release you tonight? Salvation is coming. Are you there to receive? Where are you? I said salvation is coming. Redemption is coming. Emancipation is coming. Total deliverance is coming. And you want to receive. Where are you there? I said, where are you there? Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. eyes bowed and eyes closed. You are the candidate for heaven tonight. You will not go to hell. You will not perish. You will not allow your sin to sink you down into the pit of hell. Here is the day of your salvation. Here is the day of your emancipation. Here is the day of your salvation. And whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You are telling the Lord, you want to tell the Lord to save you. And you're saying, Lord, I want your salvation. I'm seeking for your salvation. I'm expecting your salvation. I want to surrender my life to Christ tonight. I want to surrender my life to the Savior tonight. Salvation. 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 Where are you? If you want that salvation now, and you want Jesus to save your soul, Jesus to forgive your sin, you will raise up your hand wherever you are. Right there on my left hand side. Here in front of me. Far away at the back. Here on my right hand side. Or behind me anywhere you are. He can see you right there. The Emancipator has come. The Savior has come. The Redeemer has come. And if you want that salvation, wherever you are, you raise up your hand. If you are raising up your hand, you will stand up. Keep that hand up. Keep that hand up. And stand up for that salvation. Don't perish. Don't die in your sin. Don't go to hell. Don't continue in suffering. Sin brings suffering. Sin brings shame. Sin brings damnation. Sin will lead to hell. But you want him to save your soul tonight. You raise up your hand and stand up wherever you are. You're standing up there. Open your mouth and tell the Lord. Lord, I need emancipation. Lord, I need forgiveness. Lord, I need freedom. Lord, I need redemption. Open your mouth, talk to the Lord. I wanted to stop shine, I could not stop. Lord, I come tonight. I come tonight. Salvation. Salvation. Forgiveness. Redemption. Change my life. Turn my life around. Change my life. Tell him. That's why you are here tonight. Open your mouth and tell the Lord. Emancipation. Liberation. Redemption. Forgiveness. And Jesus Christ will wipe all your sins away. He will forgive you right there. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Salvation has come. If you have confessed your sin, you have turned away from your sin, you have told the Lord to save you, He has answered. Thank Him. Thank Him. Praise His name. And say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. My sins are forgiven. I thank you. I've called upon you. You said, ask, it shall be given unto you. You said, seek, and ye shall find. You said, knock, it shall be opened unto you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Savior. I am saved. Amen. Keep on standing and keep that hand up. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your redemption. We thank you for salvation in Christ. You said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. All these who have raised up their hands, who are standing up for your salvation, who have turned away from their sin, and they genuinely, sincerely want your salvation, save them in Jesus' name. to keep their sins in Jesus' name. Cleanse their hearts in Jesus' name. The power of adoption to become the children of God, grant unto them now in Jesus' name. And the strength and the power in salvation to go and sin no more. The power in salvation to live in newness of life. Grant to every one of them right now. Let restoration come to the backslider. Regeneration to the sinner. And let the Spirit of God be a witness in their hearts that now they are saved, forgiven, liberated, emancipated. Confirm it in every life. We thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said amen. Keep on standing. Then you raise up your hands.
And we're
praying.
Asin gbadura.
That miracle will come upon your life.
Ise iyanu yo wa sinu aye re.
You will never be the same again.
Oh, sini ri bakan na mo.
Supernatural. I said something supernatural. I said something wonderful. I said something unforgettable. I said emancipation. I said the opening of the doors of heaven. Miracle. Somebody there, miracle. Somebody there, emancipation. Somebody there, power. Something unforgettable. Something remarkable. That tonight. What are you there? Candidate for miracle. Candidate for power. Candidate for anointing. Candidate for the breaking of the yoke. It is coming. I said it is coming. What are you there? When you hear the final amen, you will know it is done. Give me a good amen. If your eyes are blind, you lay hands on those blind eyes. You are deaf. You put your hands in those deaf ears. You brought anybody that has mental problems, you lay hands on them right there. You are paralyzed. You lay your hand right there. That swollen tummy. You lay your hand there. That hunchback. You lay your hand there. Whatever the challenge in your life. Whatever the yoke in your life. A miracle is coming your way right now. The Lord will do it. What are you there? I'm going to pray now. Whether your problem is mentioned or not, when you hear that final amen, your miracle has happened. Your healing has come. You check up yourself, and lo and behold, miracle. On my right hand side, miracle. Left hand side, miracle. In front of me there, miracle. The time has come. Emancipation. The time has come. Redemption. The time has come. Healing. The time has come. Power manifestation. It's of that time. Lay the other hand on yourself. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. We bless your name. We praise you. Because we come in the name of Emmanuel. In the name of the Emancipator. In the name of our Deliverer and Healer. We come in the name of Jesus. The name that cannot fail. The power that cannot fail. The anointing that cannot fail. The authority that cannot fail. Lord, we come before you right now. Open the windows of heaven. pour the miracles now upon everyone in Jesus' name. I command that spirit of insanity. Come out in Jesus' name. All that swelling any part of your body. That swelling tummy. That goiter in the neck. That elephantiasis in the leg. That swelling of cancer in the armpit. Every kind of swelling there. I command you, come out in Jesus' name. That pile, be healed in Jesus' name. Cancer, be healed in Jesus' name. Ulcer, be healed in Jesus' name. And nothing walking about in your body. All those calling spirits, I command those spirits, come out in Jesus' name. And everything that has the power of darkness, the power of evil, the curse and the yoke, I come against you right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that mountain of problem, that mountain of sickness, that mountain of suffering, I command that mountain, come out in Jesus' name. Long-standing sickness, long-standing ailment, deadly disease and terrifying disease, I command you right there, be healed in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray, you touch everyone right now. Blind eyes, I command you, be opened in Jesus' name. Those deaf ears, be opened in Jesus' name. Dumb tongues, speak out in Jesus' name. Your stroke, you are paralyzed. I send for the power of the Lord upon your body. I send for the bulldozer, dynamic power of the Lord in your body. Rise up and walk in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Emancipator, we thank you. Our Emmanuel, we thank you. Redeemer, deliverer, we thank you. Everywhere now manifest your power. To the right, manifest your power. To the left, manifest your power. Far at the back, manifest your power. Center and in front, manifest your power. Everywhere now miracle. Everywhere now healing. Everywhere now deliverance. Everywhere emancipation. Everywhere liberation. Everywhere deliverance. Confirm each in every life. We thank you because we know it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. And the receiver said, Amen. And the believer said, Amen. I have got it. Amen. Check up yourself. Your miracle is there.
And their men not yet to be interviewed.
Hallelujah.
Orúkọ mi ni arábìnrin Ọláníyan FC láti Ọ̀tún Èkìtì. Nígbà tí bàbá wá sí Adolans, mo gba iṣẹ́ ìyanu tèmi. Nígbà yẹn, kó tó di pé a wá síbẹ̀, ojú méjèèjì máa ń hún mi gan ni. Bẹ́ẹ̀ pé a máa so mi. Mo ti lọ sí hospital, mo ti lo oògùn oríṣiríṣi, síbẹ̀ kò dákẹ́. Lọ́jọ́ tó ń bọ̀ yẹn gangan náà, ojú yún mi wá síbẹ̀ ni. Bẹ́ẹ̀ pé gbogbo ṣe ń gbàdúrà yẹn ojú mi ń so mi tó dẹ̀ ń yún mi. Mo wá sọ fún Ọlọ́run wípé tí bàbá bá ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní gbàdúrà pé màá fọwọ́ sí ojú mi pé tọ́lọ́run bá ti lè wò mí sàn pé ìgbàkigbà tí bàbá bá ti padà wá sí Èkìtì State pé màá wá yan Ọlọ́run lógo. Mo wá dúpẹ́ immediately tí bàbá sọ pé ká gbọ́wọ́ síbi tó ń dùn wá tí mo dẹ̀ gbọ́wọ́ sí láti gbà yẹn ojú yóò yún mi mọ́ kò so mi mọ́. Kò ṣe nǹkan kan mọ́ láti gbà yẹn. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Long time watching eyes, the woman got a miracle at the last visitation of her father and the Lord to Ekiti State. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Master Jesus.
Olorun bo gbese yarun ni asale yi oruko mi ni Aborisade Johnson lati Ilarijo mo ni accident ni ona Ibadan mo te mo gba boju ni Ido Ekiti ni hospital Ido ibe ni mo ti gba gba vital caller yi gba ti mo se test fun mi won ni mo ni spine injury won ni bi ogun oji orun mi so tun bi ogun oji so si ba bi oyan so Olorun ti gbadura fun mi lasale yi ti mo fe ma lo o la wo ti se ni ki tu kola to wa lorun mi ki ye ara mi wo mo wa ri pe mo ji orun yen se gbe mo ji so si
praise the lord
praise the lord
hallelujah
he
made it possible impossibility possible
Olorun so ko se se
da he has done it accident in the neck area and the man cannot even move the nail here and there again. Cannot turn the nail, but tonight, after the prayer of the man of God, impossibility has disappeared. I'm telling you, check your body, something has happened over there. Our good coordinators, region of SCS, all of us are together that are there. Let's interview them and let them command. Tell others about what the Lord has done. The next testimony. Praise the Lord. The next testifier.
Praise the Lord. I give glory to God Almighty for giving me the privilege in coming here. I never planned coming here, but God made it a reality. I've been using crutches. I fell down in school at the Adeyemi College of Education. During my final paper, I fell down. So I wrote all my exams on sickbed. But to the glory of God, I made use of crutches for like 9 months. Then this month will be a year that I've been making use of crutches. Last week, I was given this, and the doctor diagnosed me of a ligament. Apart from the femoral that broken 3 times, I was operated twice. So I was later diagnosed that this calf has gotten another disease. So I was this new brace in which I bought from the hospital. And when Baba said we should start shaking our body and touch where the ailment is, I started walking. The pain I have been feeling, although I can move the leg, but I haven't walked such distance since. But God made me to walk from the back to this place without falling. It's only God. I give glory to God for this. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
She came here with crutch, but today, right now, she's going back home without that aid of crutch again.
Next
testifier.
My name is Oshomade Stephen Dada. I came from Ikerekiti. I fell down right in my own house without plugging my leg on anything. I didn't sleep. I was not slippery. I just fell down like that. Head on. And when I woke up, when I saw myself, I saw blood all over. And I was taken to the general hospital in Kelekiti, where the thing was treated. I was there for about 5 days, dressing the wound. Later, I discovered that my leg could not work in conjunction with my back. I can shake my leg like this. I can shake my leg like this. But the back cannot work together with the leg. I couldn't move. I went to the hospital here, Medical Medical Center. I saw a doctor there. He said that you go and take x-ray and all this. I did them. And the doctor told me that the only thing I can do is to continue to manage with the stick and the neck collar. I took the neck collar. I was taking the stick. And even with the stick, I cannot walk alone without a person staying behind me. So, but today, when Papa said we should touch where we have problems and that we should try
and answer amen when he's praying. I did that. I was looking at the first person very close to me who has a similar problem. I saw her trying to move, shaking her body. I also tried to do the same thing. My son was with me. He said, and my friend, Mr. Ashudade, he said, I should move and go forward now. Then I moved. I started moving forward.
And here you are now.
And here I am now. Here I am now.
You have a deliverer.
Yes.
I say you have a deliverer.
Amen.
You are going back home now, a new individual.
Amen.
Heal and thoroughly heal.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mo dupe lowo Olorun baba mo dupe lowo Olorun omo o ti pe ti mo ti wa ninu angede ahun igede aisan.
Praise the Lord. Mo dupe lowo Olorun alaye mo de dupe lowo Olorun baba wa kumu yi tori gede lari o nlo su tele ko si nkan to se osan gangan lo sa bere tin subu ti a jide a subu a jide a sa bere tin gba adura. But I want labor, I don't be at the one shall I invite me to pay what to be lending for the two color one or not. If I have it, you want to do that. So if I can't go, I'd be Mudani Debini for the daddy Guru, like the way I do move for the two color one or not. I get for this, I do that. If I can't come for what to be so bad, this junior. I can't for what she, I for what's only after what's saying. So they are still not safety. I don't go to become for sick or sorry. What shall I make out of my magic? So you are pressing that you are for Modupano Long and Lay La Chalay, but oh friend, oh no, only last penny, what's it be? Oh to our family.
Praise the Lord. Arabini. Oh, did you me lo don't in share or my belly?
Or do oh she look where do come? See the jade in lemon.
See all the jade in lemon. You go by ye.
Oh do pan of one long and I
want it up for
our
convicting testimony. Your testimony shall be permanent in Jesus' name. The next testifier.
Praise the Lord. My name is Abolaji Olufunso Peter. I'm from Otun, Ekiti. Yeah. By the grace of God, I want to thank God for his goodness in my life. I never knew I would be able to stand and testify like this night. I was just coming on the bike, and that's why a driver, I don't know what happened, just knocked the bike away. I became unconscious for about 1 month at the hospital, but I thank God. After the treatment, I couldn't walk. So one Bible study, the last Bible study, I couldn't go to church. I was just in the house listening to the message. I heard the pastor. He was saying, "Thy son liveth." The word was powerful. I said, Gospel according to St. John, explain in this way, "Thy son liveth. If only you believe." I began to claim the promise of God, but the pains were still there. So this night, as I was coming, I can't go far on my leg, but I was sitting at the far back there. After the prayer, I was just going and coming. I said, as I'm going, I'm standing on the promise of God. I'm having the victory already. So just look at way back there. I've never trekked to such extent before. I believe God has perfected my healing. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are there right now.
Oh, well,
you must give this testimony before you go.
What
are you going to say at all? What are you going to say at all? See that young man over there? He came here with the aid of the crutches that you saw in the hand of the other person. But today, right now, the story has changed.
Testimony will go to our district.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. My name is Okoro Peace from Oye region. I just thank the name of the Lord for what God has done in my life. There was a time I had a surgery of twin ectopic pregnancy. Then after the surgery, I started having some physiotherapy problems, like bleeding and many type of problems. So I went to several hospitals. I even went to FNC at Idoye, of which they told me that I may not be able to conceive again. But I just thank the name of the Lord, because as I heard this, I know that that is a woman confession. I started confessing positively, and I was praying together with the prayer of the men of God. Praise the Lord. So I thank the name of the Lord, because during the visit of our daddy in the Lord, I trusted in the Lord and I started praying. And I thank the name of the Lord, because the Lord answered my prayer. Because after the program, I know that the Lord has done it. I got the assurance. And I bless the name of the Lord, because I was pregnant. I was conceived. And I bless the name of the Lord. This is the baby in my hand. And the Lord saw me through. And the Lord took control throughout the delivery. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He got discouraging medical report, but it has changed to divine miracle report now.